Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. In Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen have approved a $163,400 bid from Town and RL of Litchfield to repair and replace two culverts, one on Lake Road, another on Cream Hill Road. During a recent meeting, members heard a report from the town's bridge coordinator, Roger Kane, who explained details of the bidding process. He said he thinks the gap between the bid of Town and RL and that of Dayton Construction, which was $321,000, had to do with profit margin. Kane said he's requesting the work to start September 3rd with a 90-day window for completion.
The big historic weekend at Lime Rock Park, the antique race car parade, which starts at 4 p.m. The parade leaves Lime Rock at 4, making its way along a 17-mile route, including the towns of Lime Rock, Lakeville, Salisbury, and Falls Village. Parade watchers can watch by the side of the road. Each parade participant contributes $25 each, and that is donated to a local charity. And right after it ends in Falls Village, the street fair begins at 5 p.m. Cars arrive, line the streets for a car show and street fair, live music, entertainment, food and drinks, community vendors, and more. And entry is free. And, of course, then the rest of the weekend, Historic Festival 37, featuring the Sunday in the Park concours and gathering of the marquees, it now in its 37th year. More information at limerock.com. Christchurch Episcopal and Charity is hosting a community potluck supper at 6 o'clock in the parish hall in honor of the church's 200th anniversary later this year. Ed Kirby, noted Charity historian and author, will be giving a brief talk in his first speaker series at 6:30 in the evening. Ed will discuss the Church of England and Charity, the evolution of Christchurch Episcopal, and the connection of the local iron industry with St. Thomas Episcopal and Trinity Lime Rock. He'll also share some personal recollections of past church life in Charity. Potluck dishes will be shared with all. It's the wrap-up of the 8th Annual Sunset Music Series at the Canaan VFW on 104 South Canaan Road, Route 7, with two guys in suits and ties. It's from 7 until 9 p.m. An exhibit, Wild and Beautiful Creatures, the Life and Work of J.J. Audubon, will be on display at the Tremaine Gallery at the Hotchkiss School, Interlaken Road in Lakeville, from August 30th through October 13th. Gallery hours are Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4. And Sunday, noon till 4. The Goshen Fair features professional truck pulls, Soul Sound Review, Apricot Brandy, James Montgomery Blues Band, and also special guest Christine Ullman. There'll be fireworks and much, much more. A true agricultural society put on at the Goshen Agricultural Society's fairgrounds in Goshen, Connecticut, Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m., and Monday, Labor Day, from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. The Kent Memorial Library will present the second annual Kent Carnival on Saturday, the rain date on Monday, September 2nd, at Golden Falcon Field, 20 North Main Street in Kent, from 12 till 3. The field will be buzzing with activities for people of all ages. Play all games for $3 each or 2 for $5. This all raise funds for the Lions Club, which will be cooking lunch as well. On Saturday from 1 to 3:30, Taconic Range, number 107 Dunbar Road in Charity, is holding an information and skill-sharing session on saving seeds for home gardeners. Grange members and others will be demonstrating how to save seeds from bush beans, tomatoes, houseplants, herbs, and more with actual plants and fruit. If you've already saving seeds and would like to share some, please contact them at 860-671-7945. A Brooklyn-based artist will show animal portraits at Chihuahua in Salisbury, Connecticut. That artist, Jenny Billens, weekends in Charity, has been painting portraits of pets professionally for 15 years. She holds a BFA from Skidmore College and began soon after graduation drawing fashion illustrations for The New Yorker and The New York Daily News. The muse that led her to painting pets was Edie, Ms. Billens' tortoiseshell cat, named for Edie Broad, the driving force behind the Broad Museum in L.A. A brief showing of her work before it travels will be shown at Chihuahua, 1 Main Street in Salisbury, August 31st from 5 to 7, and by appointment on September 1st. More information is available at 860-435-9758. Friends of the Stissing Landmarks will light the Stissing Mountain Fire Tower on Saturday from 9 till 9:30 in observance of the 6th annual lighting of the Fire Tower event statewide. Observers can view the Stissing Fire Tower throughout Pine Plains and the surrounding area and be reminded that towers such as that one once existed to keep communities and neighbors safe from forest fires. More information at stissingfiretower.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 258.20, 26,036.10 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 7856.88, and the S&P 500 at 2887.94. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.